kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong 1 ng Oktubre ay Lupus Awareness Month, and what a better time to shed light and talk about the autoimmune condition na lupus, na ayon sa Health Direct Australia ay isang chronic autoimmune disease kung saan inaatake ng immune system ng katawan ang sarili nitong mga normal cells. Kasama natin sa Healthy Pinoy upang ibahagi ang kanyang lupus journey ang lupus survivor na si Anna Garcia. Magandang araw sa iyo, Anna!
Magandang araw sa iyo too! So, thank you for having me!
Anna, na-diagnose ka ng lupus sa edad na 18 years old, right? Mari mo bang ikwento briefly paano ka na-diagnose? Ano yung mga naging first signs and symptoms nito?
I got diagnosed about 26 years ago. I was about 18 years old, and I didn't know what it was, because all I remember was I was waking up feeling like I was very old. And I used to tell my boyfriend at the time, he said, "Oh, you just need to stretch more." But then I started getting like arthritis in my fingers, and then I started getting fevers for a month. And then I went to, and I was misdiagnosed a couple of times, just take more iron, until one day I had friends that said, no, we'll get you to a good doctor. And the doctor tested me for something called lupus, which I never heard of. And he confirmed I had lupus. And so I didn't know what that was. He told me it's an autoimmune disease. It attacks your body. And there's no cure, but you'll have this for the rest of your life. And you just have to be on medication for the rest of your life. And so we were trying different medications, because at the time I remember my legs getting really swollen. And so there were days I couldn't walk to uni, and I had to put them in ice buckets. And fortunately, we started the treatment. It takes a bit of time for the medication to kick in, but soon after, my eyes started bleeding. I had two retinas that were bleeding. I woke up and there was black between my eyes. And we went to the hospital. They said, oh, it's a rare situation where the lupus created abnormal blood vessels in both your eyes and they're bleeding. And so we had to, now I had to go through a whole process of seeing the eye hospital, seeing eye specialists. And they had to laser it off. They said, fortunately, it was on the side of your eye, not your central vision. So all of this was happening. And I basically people would ask me, what's lupus? And I would tell them exactly what the doctor told me. I can get sick anywhere from my head to my toes. There's no cure. I have to be really careful because I get sick easily. So that was what I was telling everyone until recently.
How did you manage the condition? So was there also like times that you had triggers, and also times that you are actually in remission, then you flare up instantly?
Yeah, so stress causes it to flare up. I didn't expect a full-time load of work for myself. Fortunately, I was with an amazing partner who said, I'll support you. And so I did part-time. I was always doing part-time work. I also had to stay out of the sun. I wanted to have a baby. And I was told that sometimes people with lupus can't have a baby, or if they do, they have to have this injection every day through the pregnancy. But I was blessed that I was able to have, I had one miscarriage, which he said often happens, but I was able to have a healthy baby with lupus and no complications.
So you had to take medication. Did you have to change your lifestyle, your diet?
I had to just make sure I didn't get too tired. I made sure that I wasn't getting stressed. I remember being tired all the time, even with medication. So I never pushed myself to work too hard, was always managing stress. So that's really important because the stress will trigger a flare-up.
So obviously stress is a trigger, so you had to change your lifestyle there. So you were told that there was no cure to your condition, but now you're actually medication-free and you're healed. How did this happen and what did you do to be finally lupus-free?
Yeah, so what happened was I started reading books. I would read information about epigenetics, how your thinking affects your genes and affects your cells. And I started to learn a little bit more about personal development. And I started learning, I read a book on the law of attraction, which is more about how your thoughts turn to things. And I thought, don't I get a say? Up to this point, I never questioned what the doctor told me. Now, I have the most beautiful doctor, and he shares with me what he knows. But not all doctors know what's possible beyond medicine, and that's not their work. Their work is to share what their field is. Mm. So I love this doctor, but I knew that if my finger is cut, it starts to heal itself. Mm. And there's an intelligence there. There's something. There's God, the universe, something intelligent that is working to heal that. And so I started to question, well, isn't it possible for me to heal my body? So I used to go to the appointments. Mm. And I started looking around me and I noticed everyone was elderly. They were walking sticks. They were in pain. And I thought to myself, if I keep telling the same story that I'm sick for the rest of my life, I'm going to end up like them. Mm. And I'm still young.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to be well. Now, I had no idea how. Mm-hmm. I started searching online for anyone that's been healed of lupus. I wasn't very successful, but I was able to find someone in South Africa who managed to put their lupus into remission. Mm. So they were able to calm the lupus down without medication. And she used the mindset process. And I knew that that mindset process she used was quite complicated. And I thought, I don't think it's meant to be complicated. So I decided, what if I just sit and imagine 15 minutes a day what it would be like if I was well. Mm-hmm. So I would close my eyes and I would just, like meditation, mm-mm, and I would picture kind of like an electricity going through my body, mm-hmm, and lighting up all my cells. And I used to tell myself that my cells love me and always look after me. Mm-hmm. I started telling myself a different story. I started changing the script. I started telling myself my body is full of vitality, even if it wasn't. I would imagine myself thriving, feeling strong. And, of course, that didn't happen straight away. I was still feeling sore. I had to make it up. But I thought, there's nothing to lose. It doesn't cost me anything to imagine. And what I didn't expect was, like, as the year progressed, it did take a year, I started noticing I wasn't feeling so sick anymore. And then I started noticing I had a bit of energy. I started feeling strong. All the things that I was imagining were starting to come true. I even trained as a Zumba instructor. Yeah,
wow.
And so I knew I was well. I decided I am not taking the medication. Now, don't follow what I did. You always follow your doctor.
Yeah.
But I just was certain that I was well, and I decided not to take it. But I didn't tell the doctor. When I came back for my checkup, he did the blood test, and my blood test showed that my lupus DNA was at 0%. Mm. What it used to be at was 1,200. So it was down to zero. And then I finally told, I waited another year. I wanted to see if I could keep it steady for another year. And it was zero again. And that's when I told him that I'm not taking a medication. And he said, no, you have to keep taking it, even if it's a smaller dose, because it's going to come back.
Mm.
And so he gave me a script. Of course, I didn't take it. Another year passed. And then he checked again, and he goes, wow, it's still zero. Wow. And so he said, all the checks they do, he said, you're healthier than a healthy person. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, clearly, mindset is everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm not allowed to tell people that, but you are. Mm-hmm. He said it was miraculous. He'd only seen it in 2% of cases.
Wow.
And he said, okay, you don't have to take the medication then. So I have been off the medication.
Wow, that's really amazing. And, you know, my takeaway is that our mindset plays an important role to our healing. Many people out there also suffering from different autoimmune condition. Bilang survivor ng isang autoimmune condition, ano yung message mo sa kanila?
Keep an open mind. Have hope. Because just because the doctor says, this is what you have for the rest of your life, it doesn't have the final say. You have the final say, okay? So don't necessarily close off the door to having a well and happy life. If it can happen to me and I did not change my diet, I did not start exercising more, I started with something simple, a desire to be well and an imagination. And look what happened. Never would I have imagined. So it's possible for me, it's possible for you. But do take the advice of the doctor while you're going through it. But keep an open mind to what's possible.
Ayan, there is healing and power in positive thinking. Ayan po ang napaka-inspiring na kwento ni Anna Garcia kung paano niya nilabanan ng autoimmune condition na lupus. Anna, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Laging tandaan na mahalaga ang maging maalam sa mga impormasyon ng inyong karamdaman. Makipagtulungan sa inyong doktor, inumin ang gamot at magkaroon ng komunidad na susuporta sa iyo sa gitna ng iyong karamdaman. At laging isaisip na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.